Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvester, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. Well, if you panicked and were paralyzed last month when the stock market tanked and did nothing, you look like a genius now, don't you?
Yeah, and you avoided all the stress and trying to figure out when to get out, when to get back in again. And, you know, the chief strategist in charge of Wall Street, Donald Trump, made the comment, you know, today's a good day to buy stocks. We're up 17% from that point. Do you think he maybe knew something? The cynic in me would say maybe. But, again, as we've talked about before, the politics and the economy are very different. And we don't know what the tariffs will bring. We'll maybe see some of those numbers in the CPI later today. We'll see some maybe in the employment numbers a couple months from now to see what that impact is. But we're kind of on that, let's wait and see. But it's very much moving target. Even today with the tariffs and the negotiated agreement with China, the tariff rates are higher than they were at the beginning of the year. And we still don't know what those impacts are. We're hearing news that, you know, maybe there's not as much traffic going in and out of the ports of LA and Portland, et cetera. But to this point, we haven't seen that impact hit the economy.
So there's still a lot of uncertainty, and one constant with the market, uncertainty is not a good thing.
We're never certain. Let's just be clear that the market's always, there's always uncertainty in the market. There's never that moment of clarity. And people are always talking about, well, this is, you know, we have the tariffs, we have this and that. And you can go back in time with almost any event. You know, we had long-term capital management blow up. We had the great financial crisis and all of these types of events that have occurred over time. If you are patient, you stick to the program that you get in place from an investment perspective, you're going to do okay. If you jump around based on the headlines of the day, you're going to be sorely disappointed with the returns that you wind up with in your portfolio.
What does it mean that earnings from the big tech companies came in good shape, but not the consumer-related companies?
You know, the tech names are still doing what they're doing as far as AI. There's still a fair amount of spending that's going on with that. A lot of the consumer companies maybe take this opportunity to say, you know, hey, we're not seeing as much traffic as we have historically. The consumer has maybe pulled back a little bit. When we look at the retail sales numbers in general, they're fine. But you heard from McDonald's and you heard from other companies that, you know, we're seeing traffic kind of dry up here a little bit. They still posted some very good earnings numbers, but I think it gives a lot of, the tariffs at least, give a lot of opportunity for companies to back off of forward guidance and be very euphoric about their prospects going forward, which means analysts drop their earnings estimates, which gives them the chance to beat earnings estimates again next quarter.
Jobs market numbers, surprisingly good. What do you make of that?
Again, it's that wait and see. The weekly jobless claim numbers are in line with where they've been historically. The unemployment rate last month, 4.2%. We saw a decent amount of new jobs. So for all of the hand-wringing about the impact of tariffs and an impact on jobs, we're not seeing it in the numbers. We're not seeing it in the things that the areas that we would normally see it in. So from our perspective, the economy continues to be in good shape. And part of the reason why I think Fed Chair Powell and the Fed in general stood pat on interest rates, and Powell basically said, you know, hey, we're good for a while. We don't have to move until we see changes in the data. So we're going to be standing pat. And as a result, we're now talking about maybe one or two interest rate cuts this year. Coming into the year, we were talking about four.
In the last couple of days, I've heard more than one prognosticator say now the scales are tipping so that there may not be a recession. Where are you with that?
I try not to prognosticate. I make guesses. The data doesn't support it right now. That can change. And again, so you're trying to assess what the impacts are of tariffs and what are the tariff rates today and what are their impacts. China was at 145%. Now we're back down to 60%. We've made an agreement with England. We're working on other agreements with other countries. we don't know what that impact is going to be. So time will tell, and that's part of the reason why we're trying not to project forward the what those possibilities are and waiting for things to unfold, because they may unfold in a very surprising way and surprise a lot of people. And historically, that has been the case. We all assume this is going to happen. People adjust. Things happen differently than we project out. So it's better to allow things to unfold than to jump to conclusions.
Well, we will look forward to your surprise prognosticating next week. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.